Of Genesis, we hear of about the fall, Adam and Eve, and the sin of disobedience started with curiosity. Adam and Eve were curious about knowing more about good and evil. So their curiosity led them to sin, and what we know, what is called the fall. St. Thomas Aquinas, a wonderful saint, says that curiosity is a vice, with which I disagree. I know he's a saint, you can disagree with some of the saints. And let me tell you why. And by the way, I'm preaching tonight, not him, so he's praying for me. So curiosity, it can be a vice, but not totally. We have legitimate curiosity and a vice, curiosity. And I understand why he said, let's say I agree with him 50%. It is 50%, it can be a vice. And he's saying this because in his time, those who were curious about the faith were questioning the faith, but then their questioning led to doubt and then to despair and then to heresy. So I see why he's saying that curiosity, it is sinful. It is a vice because it leads to heresy. But then we have another great saint who says, St. Gregory, he says, curiosity is a serious vice which leads the mind to examine the lives of other people. Then that's when it becomes a vice. Something that is sinful. It is missing the mark. But before we go any further, let me give you the definition of curiosity. Means the desire to know or learn something. But then those who are teachers will be like, well, Father, if I'm a teacher, I want my students to be curious, to have the curiosity of learning more, the desire of knowing more. Well, that's the legitimate curiosity. But then it becomes a vice, a sin, when we should not know something, or when we feel that we have the desire, the need of knowing something, it doesn't pertain to us. St. Gregory says, furthermore, he says, it hides those things which are interior to us so that in knowing the business of others, we are ignorant of ourselves. In other words, curiosity becomes a vice when we're too busy trying to know what the other person is doing, what we call being inquisitive or nosy, trying to know the business of my neighbor without looking inwards to see what's going on in my house. I think all of us have also heard the phrase, the curiosity killed the cat. See, all of us know that. So that's when it becomes a vice. And what that means, that phrase means that curiosity killed the cat. It means that when we're really looking into somebody else's business, that we're too interested in looking into the affairs of somebody else, that it can get us in trouble. Then curiosity, that type of curiosity, is a sin. It is vice. But the legitimate curiosity leads us to something else, to knowledge, to understanding, to wisdom. And by the way, I'm curious, is it getting colder outside? I think it is. That is legitimate curiosity because I'm curious. That way I want to know if it's really getting colder. That way I can bundle up a little bit more. So why am I telling you all of this? I think we find this virtue in today's gospel. We hear of this beautiful man, Zacchaeus, who was curious to know more about Jesus. Zacchaeus was curious about knowing of who this man is. He had the desire to know about Jesus. And look exactly what he did. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we should be like Zacchaeus. We should be curious, have the legitimate curiosity. Maybe say, well, I want to be curious about the doctrines of the church. Therefore, I'm going to read some of the encyclicals. The papal encyclicals, which are an encyclical, it is a papal document. And by the way, they tend to be long, so if you don't like reading, just take it one day at a time. Become curious about that. That is legitimate curiosity. Learn more about your faith. Just be like, Father, I'm curious more about the sacrament of confession. Lord, have mercy. We have plenty of beautiful books about this beautiful sacrament. Just become very curious about that and read more about that. More about holy matrimony, more about the capital sins, more about whatever the church offers. There's a well, there's a fullness of wisdom. That is legitimate curiosity. We should be like this man, Zacchaeus. He was short in stature, but he was big when he became to desiring what was good. We should be like that. We should never become too short in looking for God, in desiring to know more about God. He goes and climbed the sycamore tree because he was curious, and he found more about the true source of knowledge and wisdom, more about Jesus. So it was not the vicious, the vice of curiosity, but it was the good one. And then we hear the crowd. There are some bad curious that can be killed like the cat, because they're getting into somebody else's affair. They're being too nosy. Nosy. One of those, you know what I'm saying. The crowd, when they saw that, they were curious, and they follow along. Then they started gossiping. This is when our curiosity can get us in trouble, because it can get us into the gossiping side. And this is what some of the people in the crowd did. They saw that Zacchaeus climb up the sycamore tree to see Jesus, and they were murmuring. They were gossiping. Later on, they said, this man goes to a house of a sinner. They were too curious. But again, they were in somebody else's business. Oftentimes we do that. That's when our curiosity can get us in trouble, because we're not doing what God is asking us to do. And that is to go to Jesus, to see if we're trying to learn about something or someone. Is it just knowledge? Is it gossip? What is it that we're trying to achieve? Therefore, today let us ask God to give us, to strengthen in each one of us, within us, the virtue, yes, in Thomas Aquinas, the virtue of curiosity, so that we may become more curious about the good things, about those things that please God, especially going to confession, especially coming down from our pride, just like Zacchaeus did. He came down. That we may to be able to come down from our pride, from our own sinfulness, and be able to recognize that God is good, that He is doing a lot of good things through you and through me, only if we allow Him. And that we may become more curious about His church, learning about the doctrines of the church, not what the CNN is telling us, not what the people out there is telling you about the Pope and the church, but go back to the sources. Go back to the Holy Scripture. Let us be more curious about that. And let us attain that knowledge, that wisdom from God, from the Holy Spirit, so that we may continue to be like Zacchaeus, looking for God, desiring to see Him, and finally, asking Him to come and stay with us in our heart, in our church. He's already in the sanctuary, in the tabernacle. But let us continue to ask our Lord, inviting Him so that He may stay in our nation until He comes again. Please stand. I believe in one God, Father the Almighty.